You hear it, you just don't really believe it. Welcome to the Anxious Therapist Podcast. My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I am a licensed mental health therapist, coach, and I have anxiety and depression. I am here to bring you raw, real, relatable content to remind you we are never alone. And today's episode is no different. Are you ready? Let's do this. I love Sundays. Now, Sunday for a lot of people is kind of scary, right? We call it the Sunday scaries because you're dreading having to go back to work tomorrow. You don't want the weekend to end. And worse yet, your to-do list is still staring you down the face. Totally undone. You feel like you wasted your weekend, that you should have done so many more things, yet somehow you always feel behind. And now your week is starting off feeling like you should have done more. And so I love Sundays because it's particularly this day on social media when you see people giving themselves grace and permission to relax, to unplug, to be with their friends and family, to take a day off and sit in the sun and read their book, you know, to take a nap, maybe even. And I love that. I love seeing the quotes that say, you know, unplugging is necessary or whatever. But as much as I see it, I still always question whether or not people believe it. And I know as someone who used to struggle with this that it took me a long time to get to a place where I understood that rest is necessary. This has been my goal essentially for 2021. I am a hustler. I will grind and outwork just about anybody to get what I want, to have the life that I want, to be in the career that I want, to have the relationships that I want, to have the level of healing that I want. There's really not much that can get in my way. Now, I have obstacles and things I've had to overcome, of course, just like anyone else, but I will persevere. I am resilient as fuck, and I always bounce back. So in 2021, I kind of wanted to adjust that a little bit. I wanted to be really mindful of that need to constantly be a work in progress, to constantly be growing and changing and evolving. Now, don't get it twisted. I am all about that still. But I also wanted to make space this year to be present, to listen to my body, to be engaged in my day-to-day life, and actually pay attention to what I need at any given moment. That sounds like a luxury to some people. But when I changed my mindset around it, I started believing I can't afford not to, right? So if you're a business owner, let's say, and you're like, I literally can't afford not to work every single day. Like I have to, or maybe if you're just an employee, right? You're working three jobs and you're like, I work 7 days a week, you know, 80-hour work weeks because I literally have to keep a roof over my head and take care of my family or whatever. All right. Whatever your lifestyle looks like, you might be saying, I have to do all of those things. And I was at that point once too, where I did a full-time internship and I worked and I had a side hustle and I took classes at night. And I knew I could do it because it was only temporary. So hopefully you're in that space too. But now I'm to a point in my life where I'm good. Our finances are taken care of. We're growing. My businesses are growing. And I started believing that I can't afford not to consider what I need in every given moment. So whether that looks like a Sunday where I'm just dragging ass, I'm like, man, I cannot get up off the couch, but I know I should be cleaning the floors or picking up the kitchen, and oh, I should go switch the laundry, and man, I really wanted to get out for a walk today, but I'm just, oh, it's so hard, I can't do it. I'm just not feeling it today. If it all changed when I started giving myself permission to take the fucking nap, right? Rather than lay on the couch for 2 hours, guilting myself over all the things I should be doing, I said, take the nap. It's okay. Your world and the rest of the world is going to keep spinning if you take a nap. Turn off your phone for half an hour or an hour or whatever you need. Disconnect. Put on your favorite movie, Harry Potter. And take the fucking nap. I started to become more productive when I started listening to what I needed. Live intuitively. Pay attention. Your body is constantly communicating with you. If you have the Sunday scaries and you're dreading the work week, it's not because you're not, you know, you didn't get all the meal prepping done that you wanted to, and so now this week's going to be crazy and work's going to be extra difficult. No, it's because your body was hoping for some rest. And rather than giving it the rest, you laid on the couch and beat yourself up for not doing A, B, and C. So that's where we get hung up. Okay, if I'm laying on the couch and my body's like, hey, we need to take a nap. I'm like, great, let's do it. Take the glasses off, turn on the movie, grab a blanket, maybe have a cat with me and take a nap. And then when I wake up in half an hour, if I want to, you know, cook some food for the week or get some chores done, great. Awesome. No guarantees, but if I want to, sure. Maybe I do just need a lazy, unplugged, chill day with the fam. Like, that's fine. But we get hung up on the judgment, the guilt and shame of like, I am such a terrible person because I constantly make these commitments to myself. I plan to do all of these things on Sunday and then I don't get them done. And it doesn't have to just be Sunday. I mean, insert any day of the week, whatever your schedule looks like. But then I sit there in shame and guilt for not doing all of those things. Whereas had you just said, it's okay, I can take the nap, right? Or it's okay, I can take time to unplug and go outside and sit on the deck and read my favorite book because that is going to fill me up. That is going to help me recharge for the week ahead. If you had just given yourself permission to do the thing without judgment, that's the holdup, the judgment piece. You have to be able to say, I'm doing this and this is necessary. So do I think it's nice to talk about unplugging and recharging and taking that time off for yourself? Yes. Hell yeah. Queen of self-care over here. But y'all aren't doing it right. Because you're like, okay, I'm unplugged, but I feel like I should be working on my business right now, or I feel like I should be connecting with friends and family, or I feel like I should be getting my to-do list done, or I feel like I should be doing this. That's not productive. That's not helpful. Then you're not actually unplugging, disconnecting, and recharging in an effective way. You're creating and manifesting and harboring all of these really negative, judgmental emotions that are making your life harder. So the next time you notice that you could really do with a nap, or your to-do list could wait and you want to, rather than clean up the kitchen, you'd rather get on the floor and play with your kids, or get outside and take the dog for a walk, or sit down with your favorite book and take a bubble bath. Give yourself full permission to do so. Say, I'm going to lean all into this next activity for a half hour, an hour. This stuff can wait. It's still going to be there and I can get to it. So then you have to practice being mindful in those activities. if you're down on the floor playing with your kids, be all there. Don't be looking over your shoulder at the dirty dishes in the kitchen going, oh, okay, 5 more minutes and then I really got to get to that. Don't be forcing your dog along, right? When they want to stop 97 times to smell something different, let them. And just pay attention to what's going on around you. Be patient. Enjoy the moment. Embrace it. Give up control for just a second. And watch how your life fills with joy when you start doing the things that your body is telling you it needs to do. Ask your body today, what do you need from me? Do we need to reconnect with nature? Do we need to unplug? Do we need to plug back in? Have we been isolating? And need to reach out and make some connections with family and friends? Do we need to rest? How can we recharge today? Start asking yourself these simple questions, and I promise you will start to feel recharged almost instantaneously. I love you guys so much. I hope this has been beneficial to you. If it was, and you love this episode or any of the other Anxious Therapist episodes, it goes a long way when you share it to your Instagram story and you tag me at The Anxious Therapist. I love hearing from you. I love connecting with you. And I can't wait to see you in the next episode.